Hollywood writers are striking against the major studios.
Yeah, writers are demanding updates to their contracts to keep up with the streaming era, and they don't want to be replaced by AI. After talks failed last night, leaders of the Writers Guild of America union called on their members to stop working. Their three-year contract with the studios expired at midnight.
Here to tell us all about it is NPR's culture correspondent, Manuelita El Barco, who is in L.A. Manuelita, the Writers Guild of America has been in negotiations with the studios since March, so tell us more about this latest development.
Yeah, well, the WGA told its members that this afternoon they'll begin picketing outside studios represented by the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Netflix, Amazon, Apple, Disney, Discovery, Warner, NBC, Universal, Paramount, and Sony. The striking writers might be joined by actors, directors, and behind-the-scenes workers. Their unions are supporting the WGA. And in a statement last night when the Guild announced the strike, they said that their negotiators had tried to make a fair deal, but, quote, the studio's responses have been wholly insufficient given the existential crisis writers are facing. Now, in its own statement, the AMPTP said it had presented a package proposal to the Guild that included what it called generous increases in compensation for writers. The Studios Alliance also said that the sticking points had something to do with mandatory staffing and the duration of employment on shows.
What exactly have writers been asking for?
Well, these writers say they should be paid more for writing films, TV shows, and now streaming series. And they say especially with the shift to streaming, their work has been devalued. Writers I've interviewed tell me the residuals that they're getting are just peanuts. That's what the money that they get when their episodes are rerun. They also say that the streamers are asking for fewer episodes in each season, and that means less work and less money for them. I talked to Alex O'Keefe, one of the writers for the FX series, The Bear.
Yes, the show was a hit, but I don't get paid every time somebody watches it. I don't get paid every time somebody says, yes, chef. Hey, I don't expect to make the majority of the profits or anything like that. I just added my spice. It was a whole operation to cook up that show. But we don't receive the residuals that people associate with television shows.
Alex says writers are gig workers with no job security, constantly having to look for work. And he told me that between gigs, he is broke.
You mentioned the deadline passed at midnight. What have studios been saying about this? Are they open to keeping negotiations going?
Well, they did leave the door open for that, and they said they were looking for the long-term health and stability of the industry. These contract negotiations have been happening at a time when the streamers are facing concerns about their profitability, and there also, of course, are worries about a possible recession. Over the past year or so, companies such as Disney, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Amazon, and Netflix have laid off thousands of employees.
All right, so tonight, Mandalit, or later today when people start to watch stuff, how will our watching be affected by the strike?
Well, you know, the studios have reportedly been stockpiling scripts for months. Viewers might not notice any changes right away for most TV shows or streaming series or films, but audiences might notice tonight or this weekend the effect on late-night talk shows and SNL. Those writers won't be working.
That's NPR culture correspondent Mandalit El Barco in Los Angeles. Thanks.
Thanks.